grandchildren came over to my house the other day. And we sat down and watched a movie, the Bee Movie. I've never seen it before. I think some of them had, but they were quite happy to sit down with me to watch the movie. And there was a line in it that I was a bit like, really? And the line said this: bees shouldn't be able to fly. So I actually, after the movie, went and checked out, so bees can't fly? But we know bees fly, bees buzz. And the misconception is that bees can't fly if you put the physics, the knowledge that we have on how aeroplanes fly to a bee. So aeroplanes, they fly by a careful balance of four physical forces: lift, drag, weight and thrust. Oh, you know all about what I'm talking about, don't you? No, I didn't. The lift force must balance its weight. The thrust must exceed its drag. Drag's reduced by using streamline objects. You know how they streamline the look of an aeroplane. They make lightweight with lightweight materials. The wingspan of a plane has to be large enough because it doesn't flap. So all of these perceptions, or all of these concepts, have to be put into, not just a perception, but put into the reality of an aeroplane for it to fly. But a bee does not fly like a plane. It flaps its wings. Do you know that a plane takes off at a speed of 184 miles per hour? Do you know that a honeybee flaps its wings 230 times a second? Oh my goodness, 230 times a second. How does God create a creature like that? Because for God, nothing's impossible. Do you know that a bee, in flapping its wings though, also forms small little hurricanes, and these small little hurricanes make the center have lower air pressure and allows the bees to lift off the ground. So he's flapping its wings, he's forming with the wings little hurricane swirls that allow the bee to lift. The bee has to be able to lift its weight, but not just its weight. The weight of a bee increases as they carry pollen and nectar from flower to flower. So they weigh more when they've got the pollen on them, more than their own bodies. But they don't flap up and down. Remember, they do the little hurricanes. All of this has been put into the bee when God created the bee. Nothing is impossible to God. We don't think like man's thoughts of building the aeroplane and doing it this way. God has his plan, his thoughts, his ways, and these bees fly. These bees carry nectar and pollen from plant to plant, and that benefits us because it actually fertilizes and pollinization of the different plants and fruits and all that bees do, let alone giving us honey. Nothing is impossible to God. And my thoughts started wondering, God created this beautiful bee, and he wants to show us nothing is impossible for him. He can create this tiny little creature that flaps 230 times a second. Nothing is impossible. Throughout the whole of Jesus' walk on the earth, he shared nothing is impossible. For those who believe, nothing, all things can be done for the one who believes. That's in Mark chapter 9. Matthew 17:20, nothing will be impossible. Matthew 19:26, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. So I started then, my mind was going all over the place, but I started thinking, so I want to be me. I want to be created like me, not a bee, but be me. I want to be kind. I want to be generous. I want to be wise. I want to fit into that nothing impossible God. I want to be myself. Be yourself. Be beautiful. And I love the way I extrapolate it and say, be you to the full. Because Jesus says, I have come to bring you life and life to the full. So be you to the full. Be too beautiful. So I want to encourage you, when you look at a bee, no, God's telling you nothing's impossible for him. When you look at circumstances in your life, nothing is impossible for him. Nothing, if we believe, not believe necessarily in ourselves and our ability, but believe in him, because nothing is impossible for our God. I actually went on holidays and I saw this wonderful bag and it says save the bees, but it reminded me of save the bee kind, save the bee you, save the bee that you can be, because nothing's impossible for God. In situations when, you know, you think, oh, my family's, you know, distraught and there's strife, there's stress in relationships, there's stress in marriage, there's stress in families, there's stress in our teenagers, there's stress in the world, there's stress in my finances, whatever it might be, nothing is impossible for God. He can come and resolve all things. Let us trust in him. Let us be ourselves like the bee is, not an aeroplane. They're a bee. So let us be ourselves how God created us. But in knowing that, every time you see a bee, know that God is in control and nothing is impossible for him. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, a loving Father, I love it that you create a tiny little bee just to show us that nothing is impossible for you. That you have all things under your throne. That you love us and look after us and want us to be ourselves and find ourselves in you. But find also that nothing is impossible for you. That you can care for us and look after us. So we come right now, Father, and we place our needs before you. We place our needs before you, God. And we say, God of the impossible, come and show yourself. God of the impossible, help and fix our lives, our situations. God of the impossible, help me be and learn to be myself. And learn to be kind, be generous, be patient, be wise, be loving. We place it all before you, and we thank you that you hear our prayer and that you will come and answer. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. So don't forget, next time you see a bee, go, my God is the God of the impossible.